Hi, I'm Moya Bransky, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast, right here at Gillette Stadium, of course, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. And here we are with the newest assistant director. Hi, Lindsay, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Lori?
Good. Why don't you tell everybody your full name, because I'm going to say your last name wrong.
My name is Lindsay Dahlman.
And how do you like your new job so far?
I love my new job.
Just so we can catch up everyone that's listening at home, Amber Van Egan was the assistant director, and now you are. Very cool. Amber's still helping out and stuff like that. So now, here you are, working at the stadium every day. So what's your favorite part of it?
My favorite part of working at the stadium is working with my boss, Tracy. She's really fun. It's a great working environment. And so far, I've gotten to know a lot of the cheerleaders on our trip to Punta Cana. And working with them has been great, too, though it's mostly by email because they practice at night.
Right.
I've really had a lot of fun getting to know all sorts of new people.
Good. Like you said, you went to Punta Cana. We're going to get into that in a minute. But what was your relationship with the team or whatever before you started your job? Were you a big Patriots fan? Were you a cheerleader? What's your background?
My background is I am a huge Patriots football fan, actually.
Mm-hmm. Did you know they had cheerleaders?
Yes, I knew they had cheerleaders, and I tried out for junior high cheerleading and didn't make it. That was about as far as I've gone in cheerleading, which is fine. A little bit of a dance background,
yes.
But not extensive.
Something
I did for fun when I was younger. I went to college for 4 years in Pennsylvania and continued being a huge Patriots fan there.
Cool.
Came home to Rhode Island.
My home as well.
Lori's home as well. And decided that I maybe wanted to work in an area of professional sports.
That's awesome. And so pretty much have lived happily ever after.
I went in for my interview and met with Tracy, and it was chemistry right away. We work really well together.
Good. Yeah, Tracy's very easy to get along with, especially day in and day out and stuff like that. She's a funny person. She's crazy. You've got to meet all 24 girls. What's the new team feel like to you? I mean, you didn't really know the previous year's team, but I'm sure you have a pretty good knowledge now of who these girls are and what their schedules are like and how much they have to do. What's your impression of the entire squad altogether?
My impression of the squad altogether is that they're very, not just the way they look, but the way they are, just a diverse group of girls who do all sorts of different activities and are from all different backgrounds. I mean, you've got everyone from Alyssa Cattle, who's a cheerleader, to Quinn, who's pursuing a music career. So you really, talking to each individual, get to see something very different, and I think that's great. It's not you don't have one typecast personality and everybody else who's the same way.
Right. Well, how many rookies are there this year? Do you know?
There are 11 rookies this year.
And how'd they do in Punta Cana on their first calendar shoot?
They were great.
Good.
They were absolutely great. I mean, the first day, it was in the evening, two cheerleaders did their photo shoots, and they're both rookies. So
really?
Right off the bat.
Where were they? Were they on the beach? Where were they?
They were inside the lobby of the hotel.
So
one was in front of this big wooden pineapple, and the other one was on a railing with a chandelier in the background. Very glamorous.
Amazing.
Name is Leah. Leah did an awesome job.
Yeah, nice to meet them. So how was Punta Cana in general? Was it gorgeous?
Punta Cana was beautiful. The hotel was gorgeous. The staff was very friendly.
You had the TNT vacations, and I went to Mexico with them, and they were tons of fun on the plane, never mind the actual vacation. It's a great company to go through. What do you think the calendar is going to look like?
I think the calendar is going to be gorgeous. You know, Jim, one of the photographers, or the head photographer, and his assistant Brad, really are great at capturing the perfect angle on each girl and showing their natural beauty.
I definitely agree
to its fullest.
Yeah. Was Brad there?
Yes, Brad was there. Brad was holding reflectors a lot of the time, doing all sorts of different stuff.
The perfect reflector holder in the entire world. Did you have to hold a reflector at times?
I did a little bit, but due to the fact that I am very, very fair-skinned and sort of always running around doing something, not as much as a lot of the cheerleaders helped out holding reflectors. So
that's awesome. So what's going on with the cheerleaders? Any new news going on? Any good promotions coming up that people can look out for?
As usual, we have our junior cheerleader program coming up this summer.
When is that?
That is at the end of July, and the game is on Friday, August
17th, I believe, or something like
yes.
that?
Yes. It's a home preseason game.
Right. And you guys are taking applications and sign-ups right now, right?
Yes. And it fills up quickly.
Right, so. Right. And it's tons of fun. This will be your first Junior Patriots cheerleader program. That's so exciting. I'll be there. And it's just a blast to see all these girls come out. And they're adorable. Some of them are like, oh my God, so good. And it just blows my mind. And I hope to see a lot of familiar faces. And you'll get, you know, the same girls that always come up to you. And they look for you every year. So hopefully you'll be around a few more years to see them as well.
Yeah, see them grow up.
It's crazy because that's literally what happened my first year. And now, like, the last year, I was just like, geez, where did time go?
Have any of them ever tried out for?
I believe this year will be the first year that, like, the 17-ish age group, they can try out.
Oh, awesome.
So I believe, like, for the 2008 squad, we'll see some girls that actually took part in our Junior Patriots cheerleader program, which I think will be very amazing to see, especially if they've been doing it consistently for years, to see if it helps them or, you know, help their skills and stuff like that. Because as you know, well, I'm not sure, do you know, our style of dance is completely different than, like, intermediate, collegiate, all those kinds of things, cheerleading. Have you been to a practice?
Oh, yeah, I've been to practices, and I saw a performance in Punta Cana. They did a variety show for everyone who was there.
Really? What's
and,
a variety show?
They had audience participation and had a couple of men, one of which was Brad, one of the photographers, get up and dance and compete for last year's calendars.
Awesome.
Surprise. You know, test your Patriots knowledge, test your NFL knowledge. It was really fun to see
and
everybody perform. Yep, see them perform for the first time.
Good. And they got to wear their uniforms, I'm sure.
Yep.
Which they must have been very excited for.
And hot, because it's hot weather down there.
Yeah. Now, where was the actual performance?
The actual performance was on a stage by the pool.
Outside?
At the hotel.
Oof. Must have been really hot.
Well, it was 6 o'clock. It was an evening performance.
Oh, good.
So they weren't that hot at that point.
Not too bad.
It was on Thursday, so we only had one cheerleader left to shoot the following morning.
Oh, good. So it was kind of like relaxation for everybody, too.
Except for Sandra, who had her shoot the following morning.
Sandra Smiley, correct?
Sandra Smiley, yes.
Very good. I can't wait to meet her, too.
We have a couple girls graduating from college.
Oh, who's graduating?
Lindsay Bloom is graduating from college.
Yep.
Alyssa Cattle just graduated this past weekend. She actually left Punta Cana early
to go to
graduation.
Yep. Lindsay actually is going to go into grad school, which is very exciting, and she just got captain. She's got a lot going for her right now. I'm very proud of her. And as the same for Alyssa, she just got a new job and graduating. Lots of things going on. Beautiful weather finally here in New England. We waited a long time for it, but it's finally here. Sunny outside and warm. So thank you very much for joining us.
It was wonderful to join you, Lori, and see you again. I haven't seen you since Final Auditions.
I know. We'll make it a point to see more of each other. Some things that are going on with the podcast, keep listening for some contests and good stuff that you can win. Make sure you keep signing up for the MySpace account on myspace.com/PatsCheerleadersChat. Any questions, comments, anything at all that you'd like to ask any of the cheerleaders or myself or even Lindsay right here, make sure you write into today@patriots.com. That does it. Again, thank you very much, and hopefully we'll see you mid-season maybe to get your impression of the entire package then. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful. I look forward to it.
Great. Thank you for listening. Of course, we'll be hopefully signing up for some Junior Patriots cheerleaders. Until then, I'll see you on the sidelines.